Got the club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy.
Okay. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 213 of Electrified. I'm your host, Eric Lyons. Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is June 20th. All right. The month of June is almost over. We're almost in July. Man, this year is really flying, bro. Like it's easy to say time flies, but I feel like 2023 got somewhere to be. Like, fam, it's flying by, you know. So I'm just trying to make the most of it. That's all I'm trying to do. Make the most of it. But I hope everybody's doing good today. Whether you're listening to this at work, the gym, you're on the road, wherever you are right now, I hope you enjoy it, man. Whenever you listen to it. But a couple things I want to touch on today. After the reports of Damian Lillard talking about he wants to stay in Portland, like I am not surprised. I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody should be. Like I tweeted the other day when Chris Haynes came out with the report that Miami was out on the Beal trade because they were looking to get Dame Lillard. I said, we are an unserious group of people. We are. As Heat Nation, we are an unserious group of people. As NBA fans, we are an unserious group of people if we think Dame wants to leave Portland. Now, I don't know what the Portland Trailblazers have in store for us, but I know that Damian Lillard, he doesn't want to go anywhere. Why? I don't know. I have no clue. Now, something that Dame has spoken on in the past. This was a couple quotes from last year, September of last year. Dame, whenever we talk about his situation, he always talks about loyalty. Always talks about loyalty. His loyalty to Portland, his loyalty to the organization. I'll be one to tell you right now. Loyalty should not exist in sports. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. No player should feel like they have to be loyal to an organization, a GM, hell, even a coach. Shouldn't have to be loyal to you. I say this in all sports, not just the NBA, not just the NFL, professional sports. I'm talking about even college. Because the way that the NCAA and everyone else, even older players, try to look down or make players, these kids, feel small for entering the transfer portal, it's crazy to me. It's crazy because if I'm in a situation where I know it's not good for me, if I know it doesn't even have to be about my playing time, I could be getting playing time, but maybe I just don't like my situation and I want to transfer out. Why is that a problem for y'all? I've seen it time and time again. I think now it's starting to be more accepted, but it's still frowned upon. Like people still look at it like, oh, you're running away from something or you're quitting. Like, fam, I don't want to be here. If I can go somewhere else and have a better chance of accomplishing something or a better chance of growing as a player, as a person, I'm going to take that chance. Because if you look around, these coaches, they do the same thing. They're leaving for more money, more opportunity, bigger stage for some of them. Some of them are going from smaller schools to bigger schools. Like, you look at the coaches, like the Cinderella teams that make it to the dance, right? That make it to, maybe they get all the way to the Sweet 16. Maybe they make it to the Elite 8. Those coaches are leaving. Most of the time, they have that crazy run, and they get that opportunity from somewhere it comes knocking. Oh, they answering that door. They're answering the door. So why can't we? Why, as players, why can't players answer the door when opportunity comes knocking? People try to big up loyalty and make it seem like it's such a great thing, but is it really, though? In sports, is it really? Is it really? Where does loyalty get you in the long run? Where does it get you? And this conversation ties into ring culture as well. We're going to get there in the next segment. But staying on the loyalty thing, I've seen guys get traded in game, in warm-ups. They're sitting on the sideline. Somebody comes tap them on the shoulder. Hey, don't go out there. You just got traded to Utah. What? I'm sorry? Where's the loyalty in that? Where is the loyalty in that? Fam, these GMs can trade you in the middle of you sleeping. You can wake up and the first thing you see on ESPN is, oh, my ass just got traded to the goddamn Charlotte Hornets. Like, it's that simple. It's that simple. Like, baseball, I've seen guys get traded, like, mid-game. Like, it's the third inning. Somebody comes there in a dugout. Yo, you just got traded to San Diego. Like, what is happening? What is happening? But y'all want me to be loyal to this team? Nah. Absolutely not. No way. Especially when the team is not that good. Like, I could see if I'm there. Like, y'all know I hate Michael Jordan. I don't care for Jordan. But we saw what happened to Jordan in the 80s, right? Now, Jordan could have easily been like, yo, I'm out of here. But see, the organization believed in him, and they built around him. It took some time, but they built around him. I watched The Last Dance. They brought in Scottie Pippen. They brought in Dennis Rodman. They brought in Steve Kerr. You know, these guys that helped Michael Jordan win 6 rings. Because he wasn't out there by himself. So loyalty worked out for him. It's not the case for everybody. But that's how you do it, though. If you want somebody to stay with your team, if you want a player to remain happy, a player that you know wants to win, but not only wants to win, but wants to win with this team, you have to cater to them. You have to bring in guys that are going to help him win now. That's what you have to do. You have to build around that star player. You can't just say, hey, we'll give you a boatload of money, but I don't think we're going to win anything. I don't know how you get sold on that. Understand what I'm saying? I don't know how that sells anybody. How can you expect me, with my goals and aspirations, to be loyal to you, and you can't even help me get to the top of the mountain? That's a problem. Look at LeBron in Cleveland. Cleveland drafts him. What did Cleveland do after that? They brought him Shaq at the end of his runs. Like, what help did LeBron have in his first stint in Cleveland? And the city of Cleveland thought he was going to be loyal to them when the organization couldn't even. Fam, if LeBron stayed in Cleveland, what conversations would we be having about LeBron right now? He'd be in the same boat as Melo, unfortunately, because it just didn't happen for him. But see, LeBron says, you know what? I'm out. Because y'all aren't serious. Y'all aren't trying to win here. I came into this league and they were expecting me to go get 6. So I need to go somewhere where I can go get at least 1. And that's what he did. He had to, man. He had to. These organizations, you cannot preach loyalty when the situation is bad. Fam, think about your 9-to-5. Think about it. If you don't like a job, especially if the money ain't the best, you're not going to stay there, are you? No. Fam, you know how many jobs I left and got, like, fam. I would have so many jerseys right now from different jobs if we was in the jersey business in the sports industry, because I would have so many jerseys. Because fam, if it's not a good fit for me, if the money ain't right, shoot, the money can be right. You know what? I had a situation when the money was not that bad. Money was cool. I just ain't like the organization. Didn't like the organization. So I requested. That last joint, I didn't request a trade. I didn't even let them know that I wanted to be released. One day I just ain't show up to a game. They called my phone. And I said, no, I don't think I'm coming in anymore. Yeah. That's how it is. That's real life, though. That's real life. I know there are people listening to this right now that hate the job they're working right now. Hate it. Dread that alarm clock when it's time to clock in. You dread it. But if you could change your situation today, you would. You would. And to be honest, you're probably already working on changing your situation. It just ain't happening as fast as you want it. But it's going to happen. Best believe. You probably at the job right now on Indeed. Like seriously though, because as people, especially when we have different goals and we look at social media and we see, oh my God, they're there, they're in Greece, they're there, they're in Turks now, they're this. It's like, okay, I want that too. I want the big house. I want the 10-car garage. Like, I want all that. So we all have different goals and aspirations and different definitions of success as people. So each day we should be trying to better ourselves and put ourselves in better situations. That's one of my goals. Like, I just want to be better. Each day I want to be better than I was the last. Each day I want to be in a better situation than I was the last. Like, I look at myself this year compared to where I was last year. It's a complete 180. I'm a much happier person. I'm in a much better situation financially. Like, I feel great. But could I be better? Absolutely. Is there more that I need to do? Absolutely. Is there more that I want to accomplish? Absolutely. But you can't do all of that when you're stuck in one spot. And I feel like Damian Lillard is stuck in one spot. His career has been very stagnant. It has. Outside of waving the OKC, the Paul George OKC team away, waving them goodbye, what has Damian Lillard done since coming to the league? He just got to the Western Conference Finals in 2019, and what did he do? Get swept. CJ McCollum got the hell out of there. If that wasn't a sign for you to leave, I don't know what was, brother. You're stuck. You're stagnant. I don't know if you're comfortable with being this guy, but ain't no way I would be in Portland, of all places. Portland, I can understand living and dying in maybe like, I don't know. Maybe if you were in Dallas, damn, Luca, I hate that for you. Or a city like Houston, maybe you're a Rocket. And you're like, you know what? I love the city. I'm good. I'm getting all this money. It's cheap down here. I'm good. Or maybe you're a Clipper and you're just used to being mediocre. I don't know. But Portland, fam, what even is in Portland? I couldn't even tell you. That's Oregon. Ew. You're in the Pacific Northwest. It's raining all the time. It's probably smell like a basement. It's boring as hell. What the hell is there to do in Portland? I ain't never heard nobody say, hey, cuz, let's take a trip to Portland. I've never heard that in my life. Never. Never. I don't even think I could turn on the Travel Channel and they probably do 49 episodes of each state, traveling to each state. I bet they wouldn't hit 50 because they're not going to Oregon. Ain't nothing to do in Oregon. I wouldn't even go there to be a duck. No, thank you. So Dame Lillard has chose to live and die in Portland. So let's take a look at his take on why he's so loyal and what loyalty means to him. Let's see. What did Dame have to say? What the hell? This is a whole different. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little technical difficulty right now. Hold up. All right, here we go. So Dame says, I've had my share of people saying, man, you got to get out of there. You got to do this. You got to do that. But I'm the type of person that I'm never going to be marching to the beat of nobody else's drum. I'm going to do whatever, what I feel like is in my best interest and that I really feel in my heart. He said, I want to win. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're unserious. You're not a serious person. I want to win. I want to win in Portland. It would be something to me to do it here. This is me being loyal to who I am and how I feel and what I want to see happen. I would love to finish my career here. That's my plan, and that's that. Family. How can you say, I want to win, and then say I want to win in Portland and expect me to take you serious? You said that in the same sentence. How am I supposed to take you serious? How do you want to win? What have they done for you since drafting you that makes you say, yeah, I can get it done here? What have they brought you? Who have they brought you? Your Robin left you. Your right-hand man, he gone. What have they done for you? They haven't brought you anything, brother. Nothing. And nobody wants to go there. That's the thing. Nobody wants to go there. That is not a sexy destination. Nobody is following you blindly on the battlefields in Oregon. Nobody. It's not sexy. Nobody wants to live there. Like, each offseason, I bet you can't even recruit. Because they recruiting you, one. But ain't nobody trying to come up there with you, man. Hey, my man. Hey, Jimmy. You want to come play with me up in Portland? Well, damn, I'm about to leave Philly. I don't think I want to go to Portland. I think I'm going to go to Miami. Like, how do you sell Portland to somebody that's living in South Beach right now? Like, could you imagine if Jimmy Butler, God forbid, was like, you know what? I'm going to get the hell out of Miami. Do you think his first thought is, yo, I'm going to go up there with Dame and go to Portland? Hell no. Especially when Jimmy was in Minnesota. Ew. It's even worse. But at least it's a little something to do in Minnesota. But goddamn, Portland though? I hope I don't have any, like, I hope I don't have a big listenership in Oregon, bro. I would feel so bad, but then again, no, I won't. Why would I feel bad? Y'all know y'all city trash. But no, how do you sell that? Like, if I'm a free agent, say I'm the hottest free agent out right now. I got guys from Miami trying to get me. I got guys from LA trying to get me. I got guys from New York trying to get me. I got guys in Phoenix trying to tell me to come through. And then Dame Lillard texts my phone. Hey, Eric. Hey, man, we might have a bag for you up here in Portland. Oh, yeah? A bag? Who else coming? Right now, it's just going to be you, but stop right there. Stop right there. No. Sounds like a setup. Nope. What's the living situation looking like out there, Dame? I mean, we ain't really... Nope. Where are the mansions, Dame? Where are the views, Dame? Where's the good food, Dame? Where are the women, Dame? I don't think they're in Portland. No, thank you, Dame. I'm good. I'll pass. God bless, though. I'll call you when I get the... I'll call you when I land in Miami, though, brother. All right. You hold me up. All right. Like, for real, bro. No, nobody wants to go to Portland. And it's just like, I don't get it. Like, I know they've paid you well. And that's what a lot of GMs said. GMs have said this on record. Yo, it's easy to be loyal when you're getting paid. Oh, hell yeah. It is. It's very easy to be loyal when you're getting paid all that money. But you can't be real. Just be real, bro. Like, you can say all this, but at the end of the day, you're getting paid a boatload of money to play the sport you love, hey, if that's your legacy right there, that's it. Because some guys aren't really interested in the championships, man. From what I see, it just doesn't look like that's not really them. Like, some guys just, you know, want to play ball, bro. That's it. They're fine playing ball. That wouldn't be me, though. I would be trying to win. I'm sorry. By any means necessary, I am trying to get a ring. So, then, that being said, we have to have this conversation about what this ring culture is. I don't know the real, like, I couldn't give you a real definition of ring culture, but from conversations we've had and seen, just rings in general. I think that Jordan 6 has been the goal. I mean, but we have guys who have more than that, but it's different. You know what I mean? It's different. You look at Jordan 6, and it's like, all right, that's what I want to get. That's where you want to be. You want to get as many as that, right? You want to get that close to that as possible. And you look at guys like LeBron, like Steph, KD, unfortunately, who's, you know, their championships. That's like what that getting a ring is like very important for them. You understand? Like the runs they've been on has been, you know, legendary, right? Multiple rings, and they've all done it different ways. LeBron went to Miami, got two, went back home to Cleveland, got another one, then went to LA, got another one. Steph, who I think has had the best situation because Golden State built a dynasty. They built that team, right? They built that team. So Steph didn't have to go anywhere. It was all home cooking for him. His greatness coupled with Steph's, Klay's greatness, coupled with what Draymond Green brings to the table and everything that those Warriors teams had from, what, 15 to 19, and then you bring KD, we're going to get to in a minute, but it was always there for them. Steph didn't have to leave to go anywhere to go win. Now, you look at KD, he just said, you know what, if you cannot beat him, join him. That's what he said. Now, did I respect that move? Do I respect that move? No, but I get it. Get it. When you want a championship and you keep cloning, like, listen, man, you look at KD. He went there with OKC, got smoked by LeBron in the Heat, then had a 3-1 lead on Golden State, blew it. Fam, I'm not ready to keep doing this. I'm not. I'm on the way. Then he gets two. So, we talk about ring culture, and we talk about the different ways of winning a championship as a star. Those three right there, in the modern era, are the three different ways it can be done. You can stay with your team, right? Stay with the same organization, bring championships to the organization that drafted you. Cool. You can get drafted by an organization, leave, go get a couple of them, come home, and do it different teams. You can win. I think winning rings with different teams is impressive as well. I don't think people understand that, because that doesn't happen a lot. That's impressive to me. Like what Brady did, leaving New England and going right to Tampa and getting one, that was impressive to me. That just shows your greatness right there. But it all depends on the organization and what they do. Because look what happened with Kevin Durant. Okay, you leave Golden State, you go to Brooklyn. What did you do there? Nothing. Now you're in Phoenix. If the Suns don't win, then the next 2 years, we will have to have a serious conversation about Kevin Durant. But the conversation is already being had, though. But my thing is, you can't be mad at these guys, bro. You're not going to sit here and tell me. I'm uber competitive. I'm a very competitive person. Like, when it comes to fantasy football, I take that very serious. I'm looking at my trophy and ring right now. I take that very serious. This is about to be my 10th season. That's real life to me. I take that very serious, right? I just won a championship. Best feeling in the world. It's my second one. Hadn't won since 2015. You're not going to sit and tell me in a team sport, if you had the opportunity to go get a ring, but to do it, you had to form the Avengers. You're going to say no. I don't know, man. I don't have it. I'm not cool enough to turn down that. I'm not that cool. I'm cool, but I'm not. You think if LeBron told me, yo, in 2013, hey, Eric, come to Miami. All we need you to do is shoot threes. Oh, I'm on the way, brother. You think I'm going to say no? All I got to do is go down there and just jack shots. Oh, I'm on the way. And I'm getting a ring at the end of the season. I'm on the way. See you. I'm on the way. I want a championship, man. I would want a championship, multiple of them. I don't care how it gets done. I don't care. So, once again, to reiterate, because I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. Did I respect KD's move? No. Did I understand it? Yes. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Kawhi had to get the hell out of San Antonio before he had to, in order for him to get one. It just does not happen all the time with the team that drafted you, bro. It just doesn't happen. Like, when people talk about, oh, you're ring chasing. So what? So what? I want to win a ring. Why is that so bad? Why is that such a nasty thing? Like, sorry, I don't want to be mediocre, or sorry, I don't want to just retire with no jewelry on my freaking fingers. Fam, I want a ring. Get out of my face. Like, what are we actually talking about here? So, Dame, sorry to bring Dame up again, but we talking about this. He says, the NBA I play in now is not the NBA I came into. I expected it to evolve. Everything is constantly changing, but I feel like I play for the love of the game. I want the competition. I want to know what it feels like to win. I want to see my teammates do well. I want to see my teammates get paid. I enjoy the bonding part of it. We spend more time with each other than anybody. But now that don't count. Regular season doesn't count. Get a ring. This guy's the MVP. This guy did that. What is this? Dang, what do you mean? What do you mean? Fam, this isn't AAU. This isn't rec ball. This isn't your church's basketball league. This is the NBA. Yes. Does the regular season matter? Of course it matters. Because it matters when we're talking about playoff seeding. Why does playoff seeding matter, Dame? Because it depends on who you play, Dame. What do the playoffs do, Dame? It gets you to a championship. It may not mean nothing to you, but it means something to me, damn it. Like, come on, bro. Like, you're talking about the camaraderie and the love for the game that you have. I get that. I do. But that is all separate, bro. That's all separate. We're talking about legacy and measuring sticks and how we measure somebody in this league. We're talking about rings and MVPs, unfortunately. We're talking about accolades. And when we talk about your accolades, Dame, you don't have that many. So when it's all said and done, if you do choose to remain in Portland for the rest of your career and you don't win an MVP and you don't win a ring, who's going to remember you in 10, 15 years? Be real. Who is going to remember you? Who is going to remember, fam, Dame time? All we going to remember is your celebration. But when did it happen? When did you do that? What moments was that celebration happening? I remember what game Steph did the sleepy times, the good night celebration in. That was in the finals. You understand what I'm saying? But will I remember you waving off OKC in the second round 15 years from now? Fam, probably not. They're not going to show that clip when we're watching the 2038 NBA Finals. That's not going to be in a pregame package. We're not going to remember that, Dame. How would you be remembered? Do you care about how you be remembered? That's the thing. He also says, bro, I don't need to prove to y'all that I want to win a ring. Why the hell do I play? I don't need to prove that to y'all. I understand that we play in the championships. We play to win championships, and we all want to win a championship, but we can't keep acting like nothing matters. Like the journey doesn't matter. We can't keep doing that. There are so many ways the league is different. There are so many ways. I think about it all the time that I don't know if I can play a long, long time because I don't enjoy what the NBA as a whole is becoming. Dang. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? The journey doesn't matter. Fam. If I book a flight right now to Greece, do you think I'm going to post on my Instagram story the plane ride? Do you think I'm going to post the clouds? Do you think I'm going to show you what the flight attendant just brought for me to drink? No, I'm going to show you when I land in Greece. I'm going to show you the views. I'm going to show you the weather. I'm going to show you what I'm sipping on. I'm going to show you Greece. I'm going to show you the destination. Because the destination is all that matters. The Miami Heat were the 8th seed. Right? This year's Miami Heat team was the 8th seed. They knocked off the Bucks. They beat the Knicks. They knocked off the Celtics in 7 in a crazy series. They lost to the Denver Nuggets in 5. Does anybody care about the Heat's journey? No. The journey only matters if the destination makes it matter. They got to the finals. They lost in 5. Don't give a damn what happened before that. They don't get a participation trophy. They don't get a trophy for that. The Nuggets got a trophy. So we're talking about their journey on how they literally ran through the West all season. How they ran through the West in the playoffs. And then they made easy work of the Miami Heat. That journey matters because the destination made it matter. Fam, your journey will not matter because your destination as of right now does not matter. It doesn't. It doesn't, Dame. It doesn't. It's just a fact, bro. It's a fact. It's a fact. Damn, I got fired up like that in a minute. I don't know, man. It's just interesting to me how. It's just contradictory to me, bro. Like, you can't say you want to win and then talk about how you don't like how winning is all that matters now. I don't get it, bro. It's just like, at the end of the day, I know, like, he talked about his real life, and a lot of players do. Like, they talk about, like, yo, basketball is basketball. I got real life outside of this. All right, cool. I ain't talking about that right now. I'm talking about what happens in between those lines, fam. That's all I'm talking about. And I don't think that ring culture is a thing in the NFL, because that game, I just feel like it's more team oriented. That's a more us type of game. And it's just different. It's a different game. It's a different sport. It's a different type of grind. You talk about the NBA, it feels more personal. It feels more, they put more on singular players, I think, in the NBA. Like, they put that weight on LeBron. They put that weight on KD. They put that weight. The weight eventually came to Steph. That weight wasn't on him when he got in the league. They're putting that weight on the Lucas. They're putting that weight. They put that weight on Jokic. They're putting that weight on Embiid. They put that weight on Harden. The weight of, yo, you need to win a championship to solidify you. You need to win an MVP to solidify you. And the chatter around Dame for some time now has been, when are you going to make that leap? Because I'm not taking anything away from Dame. Dame is a hell of a player. But Dame, you dropping 60 in Portland on an untelevised, on a locally televised game on a Wednesday night when the Portland Trail Blazers improve to what, man? 27 and 30 something. Like that's what you want your legacy to be. I don't know. I don't know how you can be okay with that, bro. I know it's easier said than done. I've never played at that level before, fam. I don't know what it's like. But as somebody who analyzes this game and analyzes the players who play it and tries to get to the bottom of why players think the way they do, I just can't understand it, bro. I would love to have Dame on the pod, though. Like, if I can get Dame on the show and, you know, pick his brain, maybe I'll understand it a little more, but I don't see it, brother. I don't see it. Let's see. Anything else about ring culture I wanted to say? I don't know why it's such a bad thing, though. Like, and then it's like, especially like when role players do it, they really hate it. Like, oh, wow, you're really chasing rings. Oh, you're ring chasing. Fam. If Chris Paul could buy a ring, I'm sure he would. Like, but I don't feel bad for Chris Paul, though. I hate Chris Paul. That's why I really want him to retire, so he can retire ringless. You will never get a ring. You are a scrub and a dirty man. I hate Chris Paul. But like guys like Melo, you know. And you know what else I don't like? Like, we talk about ring culture, oh, but then y'all gonna sit back and say who deserves a ring or who you feel like deserved. Man, don't nobody deserve no damn ring. Say no, anybody getting up pity rings. Oh my God, D-Rose deserved the ring. For what, man? D-Rose had opportunities before he blew his damn knee away. He had opportunities, man. Want to hear that? Oh, Melo deserved the ring. Melo had opportunities, man. Melo couldn't get out the West. And he came to the East and it was just too late. The Heat was running the East. I didn't give a damn about Melo not getting a ring. Oh, Vince Carter should have got a ring. Oh, T-Mac should have got... Well, why didn't they, man? Maybe they ain't deserve it that... Maybe they ain't deserve it well enough. They deserve a ring. They deserve no damn ring, man. Hell are we talking about here? The hell are we talking about, man? Y'all got me pissed off this morning, man. Why y'all get me like this? Why y'all get me like this first thing in the morning, bro? It's a Tuesday morning in June. Y'all got me ruffled. Got my damn feathers ruffled, man. We 40 minutes in and my damn feathers are ruffled, man. But no, I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't understand loyalty in sports. I don't think that ring culture should be frowned upon. Fam, if you want to win, you want to win. However you do it, that's your business. But, and then it's like the super team thing. Now, I don't know. I think, you know, it's one thing if you're winning. But to lose, it's another thing. KD, brother. Hey, if you don't do it with this team, I don't know, brother. I don't know. That you need the Warriors narrative is very strong these days. And I was on your side during that whole thing, but I don't know anymore. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see, man. All right, let's step in between the ropes to wrap this episode up, and I'm gonna get y'all out of here, and I'll be back tomorrow. So, it felt like a couple years ago, I want to say, like the last 5 years, it felt like, hold on, I want to get this wrong. Yeah, about 5 or 6 years. I want to say from 2017 to 2020-ish. Like, it felt like the heavyweight division was back. Like, all the way back. And now, it feels like it's dying again. It just, I don't know, man. Like, alright, so Tyson Fury, he has 3 belts. Well, no, he has 1 belt. And he's holding that belt hostage. He's all like, well, I'm retiring, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And won't fight Alexander Usyk, who is also undefeated. But he has 3 belts. He already beat Joshua. He's done with him, right? The fight we want to see is a unified... we want to see an undisputed championship bout between Fury and Usyk, but that doesn't look like it's happening. Deontay Wilder is still out there. His only 2 losses coming at the hands of Tyson Fury. But we're waiting for him to get back in the ring. Anthony Joshua, it just seems like he can't get back right. Then you still got Andy Ruiz out there. Dylan White. And then the up-and-coming big baby Jared Anderson, who is just knocking everybody out on top rank, and he's young. But the heavyweights... older now. These guys aren't as active anymore. And it just feels like it's hard to get them in the ring. Like, why can't we have a title eliminator? Like, if Tyson Fury is done, but he's 1 foot in, 1 foot out, he's trying to fight John Jones, he's trying to fight Francis Ngannou. It's like, fam. If you're going to do those type of sideshow things, those type of fights, drop your belt. Drop your belt. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Go play somewhere else. But drop that belt and then have Deontay Wilder and Andy Ruiz fight for it. Like, that's the easiest thing to do. And then let's make the undisputed championship fight between whoever wins that. Like, it should be easy as that, bro. Like, we watched the Klitschkos hold that division hostage for years, man. Years. And we finally got a break in 2017. And things were interesting. We had the Wilder Fury trilogy, which ended up being not what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be a little more competitive. We seen Anthony Joshua and Alexander Usyk, but we haven't seen Joshua and Wilder. We haven't seen Joshua and Fury. And Joshua and Fury is a fight I don't even want to see anymore. Only people want to see Joshua and Fury are the people who wake up and eat beans and toast for breakfast. I'm not one of those people. That's not us. They don't got nothing to do with us. But when you got so much excitement in the lightweight division, in the junior welterweight division, in the welterweight division, in the super middleweight, where do the heavyweights fit in? Outside of Wilder and Fury, who's selling pay-per-views at heavyweight in the heavyweight division right now? Who is selling in this country? Because I don't give a damn what you do across the pond. That's home. You should do that at home. Anthony Joshua, could Anthony Joshua on his own sell out T-Mobile Arena right now? Could he sell out MSG? What would his pay-per-view numbers look like in the States? If today they announced Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker, or Anthony Joshua versus Zhang. Like, what numbers would that do on pay-per-view in this country? Who is going to pay for that ticket? It's just, like, we have... There are guys that are known at the heavyweight division, but there are no stars on their own outside of Fury and Wilder. And I respect Alexander Usyk. He's a champion. He's a hell of a boxer. But he is not a star. That's why we need him to fight Tyson Fury. We need him to fight Deontay Wilder, because those are the fights with star power. Andy Ruiz is a likable guy. I would love to see Andy Ruiz and Deontay Wilder get in the ring, because that is a fight that could sell. But it just feels like there is no excitement around the heavyweight division anymore, man. The fights aren't that good. Like, the competition ain't that high up there. It just feels like it's dying again, man. And it's sad because, like, in the heyday of boxing, like during the Mike Tyson era, like the heavyweight division was the big thing. Like that's what people really wanted to see. But then, as you know, when the 2000s rolled around, the smaller guys, they took over. They took over. You know what I mean? And that's like, that's still to this, like today, like I enjoy like 140, 130 to 140. The welterweight division, yeah, but you know, we're just now getting what we want to see in that division. You know, with Spence and Crawford. Because like the other guys just aren't active, man. They're not active. It's hard to support certain divisions now. Goodness gracious, I had back-to-back phone calls. The money was calling. No, I'm lying. It was my mother. But nah, man. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like the heavyweight division at this point is hard to market. It's hard to get big main events and make people want to watch two big monsters slug at each other. And it's like, Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk are like the only real boxers in that division. Like Tyson Fury is a boxer. Alexander Usyk is a boxer. That's why that fight wouldn't even feel like a heavyweight fight. Like that would just feel like a boxing match. You know what I mean? And it's going to be a shame, because I just don't see that fight happening. I don't see it happening. But that right there is something that could revive the division. And then especially if you give us a Deontay Wilder versus an Andy Ruiz fight, or Wilder versus Joshua even at this point, like that will help the division a lot. Then you got an up-and-comer in Big Baby Jared Anderson, and who knows where he could go. You know, Top Rank right now is just feeding him a bunch of nothing, you know, to build his name up, but that's what you got to do. But I don't know, man. It just feels like I don't want us to enter another era where heavyweight boxing is just not a thing. But yeah, the resurgence of it has been nice though these last few years. But now I just feel like we're on the back half of that. Like we're on the downslide. It's unfortunate. Let's see. Yeah, man, that's all I got for y'all today. I'll be back tomorrow. All right. I'll be back tomorrow for Wednesday, and that'll be episode 214. But yeah, man, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys go listen to yesterday's episode, because yesterday's episode was good, but this episode was also good, because that's all I do is put out great shit. All I do is put out great product, man. That's all I do. Are we surprised? Not at all. Shout out to Stadium Scene TV. Shout out to all of the listeners, everybody who is just now listening or everybody who has been listening. Thank you guys for the continued support. I definitely appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm going to get up out of here, enjoy the rest of my day, and then I'm going to get ready to do this all again tomorrow morning. Yeah, man, I don't have nothing left for us, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hold on, let me find the outro song. How we leaving off today? Let me find us a good outro song before I can get us. Oh, a throwback. Nah. Not that throwback. Hold on, it's Tuesday. We already played Tuesday. How am I gonna get us out of here, man? Cause that matters. You know, the outro song matters. We gotta leave on a good note. Gotta leave. Okay, all right. Here we go. It's a good summertime tune right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for tuning in. And for the 213th time, I'm Eric Lyons, and you have just been electrified.
G-Wagon, all dependent, they got it, ride away.